News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
It is indeed on a Friday. It is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5. Morning, y'all. Good to have you on listening with Mobile Mornings with Dan and Dalton. And we've got a couple of special guests that are going to join us right now.
Yeah, we sure do. Pleasure to bring on Meg Fowler, who's the director of the History Museum of Mobile, and Darren Patterson, who's with the Clotilda Descendants Association. And a big, well, not just day tomorrow, but a big weekend as Heritage House opens up with the Clotilda exhibit. And I guess that starting just in the next hour, you'll have the dedication of the Heritage House. Meg, Darren, thank you so much for coming on with us this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Guys. Yeah, I see at 9 o'clock this morning. Darren, you've got to be out there. Meg, you may as well. I don't know about the obligation. But Meg, as the director of the History Museum of Mobile, talk about your association with the Heritage House.
The History Museum of Mobile operates now 4 museum sites. The Heritage House is the new one. The exhibit, Clotilda, the exhibition, has been curated by the History Museum of Mobile over the course of 4 years and will be operated by the History Museum, again, as this 4th site right in the heart of historic Africatown.
Amazing. Talk about tomorrow in specifically and what's going on. And I read that you're kind of out of luck if you want to be part of the tours tomorrow, but you can still be part of it, I guess, as far as visiting and enjoying everything that's out there.
There's a big community day celebration, and so there's lots to come and see and do: food trucks, musical performances, choirs, bands, all sorts of a real festivity from 11 to 3 on the lawn around the Hope Community Center. Unfortunately, tickets to the exhibition, as you said, are sold out for Saturday. They sold out a while ago. But there is availability in the coming week and weeks, and we encourage people to get a timed ticket in advance to see and experience, make sure that there's a spot for them to see this brand new exhibition.
So that's crazy, Meg. You said 4 years of curating these artifacts to go into this exhibit. I want to talk about that here in a little bit. But Darren, being a member of the Clotilda Descendants Association, what's that journey been like? I mean, it's been a lot longer than 4 years for many of you guys in the association, but it's finally here. Opening today, you have the dedication, tomorrow opening. What's that journey been like, Darren?
Well, let me tell you, in 4 years, people like Meg have come into my life and come into our lives as descendants, and we are truly happy to have them. Meg is really too modest, okay? She has really been a driving force behind this thing, along with Commissioner Lugood, Commissaria Lugood, and I want to make sure that people know that this journey has been one that we just cannot describe, Dan. When they found the ship, everything just blew up. Mm. And now there's all kinds of people here. We've got media requests from all over the world today. We got people here from all over the country and the world today. And Dan, having walked the streets of that community growing up, mm-hmm. I can't believe this is happening. I told Mick, I'm going to cry. There's no doubt about it that I'm going to cry.
Dan, you're
going to
make me cry.
Well, you made me cry the other day, Mick. So the thing about it is, Dan, is that this is big for Mobile. Okay, and this is the point I want to get across. This is big for Mobile. I tell people all the time, we don't have to be Charleston. We don't have to be Savannah. We can be Mobile.
Amen.
Those communities have embraced their slave history, okay? And slave history, black history, is American history, Dan. So we've got to make sure that people in Mobile understands that cultural tourism now is what's going on all over the world. We got to make sure that people understand that when you come to Mobile, I mean, where are they going to eat? They're going to eat in Mobile. Where are they going to shop? They're going to shop in Mobile. Where are they going to stay? They're going to stay in Mobile. So goes Africatown, Dan. So goes Mobile.
Yeah, and it's really just a skip and a jump, 165, to get to Africatown from downtown. I mean, you got about one turn to make. So if you're staying in a downtown hotel, I think more and Meg, do you get the impression that more and more people are going to come to Mobile with the idea of visiting the exhibition and the Heritage House as being their primary reason?
Well, I can tell you that as we've seen, even the tickets people who are coming tomorrow. People are coming from Ohio and California, literally all over the country, even just for the opening tomorrow.
I'm not surprised.
So, Meg, you talked about the 4 years of curating these artifacts. Talk a little bit about the kind of work that went into that. Of course, once you had the discovery of the Clotilda, I'm sure there's all kinds of rules and parameters you have to follow as far as historic artifacts that are found. But how closely did you work with other, you know, descendants to put all this together and kind of describe what your journey was like curating this exhibit?
Well, it has been one of the great privileges of my life to get to know Darren and the other descendants, people who we have worked very closely with and engaged in this curatorial process over the years. And we are deeply humbled by the trust that descendants have placed in the Heritage House and in the History Museum in sharing their stories and their family stories. This has been, it's been a years-long process. It started with, as you said, the shipwreck and the pieces of the shipwreck that have been recovered from the Mobile River that visitors can see in the exhibition. They're on loan from the Alabama Historical Commission, which is the state's preservation agency. But wrapped around that is a whole exhibition that tells the story from its West African origins through the last voyage of the Clotilda. Really, the heart of the exhibition celebrates the achievements and accomplishments of the 110 men, women, and children. The founding, the establishment of Africatown, the creation of families, putting down roots, resistance, resilience, these are the themes that visitors see. Even as they kind of understand the gravity and the weight of this really difficult part of history, there's also a celebration of the accomplishments of what the men, women, and children were able to do. And then visitors, kind of having understood all of that, visitors then come and see those pieces of the shipwreck that are in the exhibition.
They can also talk to the actual descendants who have had an association for some time. This has not been a fly-by-night thing. Darren, I think it was after I saw you on... Now, Darren and I, Darren, sports writer in town, so we'll see each other at midfield for football games. We run into each other a lot. I saw you on 60 Minutes on the Clotilda's story, and then I realized, wow, you're right in the middle of all of this. From when it all began, Darren, and we talked about this, we had private conversations about what kind of a political, possibly, promotional football this would be. Are you satisfied, now that it's come to this, are you satisfied with everything that's happened since the discovery of the ship and the way it's come forward to where we are today?
It's been satisfying, but we still got a lot of work to do, Dan. We have to make sure that the administration, the city, everybody involved gets on board with this thing. So goes Africatown, Dan. So goes Mobile. We've got to make sure that people understand what the gravity of this situation is. This is a big deal, Dan. This is a big deal, and it's a big deal not only for Mobile, but the state of Alabama. I just ran into some tourism folks from Montgomery. I'm at the Trellis Room eating breakfast with my wife this morning, and they're all here getting ready to go to Africatown. Mm. And they're all, Lee Zellin is here, and they're all here. So this is something that we need people to understand what this is all about, man. This journey, Dan, has been amazing, man. I just cannot tell you. When you see me, Dan, and we talk, the pride that I have just can't be matched. It can't be duplicated. It can't be measured. Okay. So what we have going on, I implore the city of Mobile to, if you haven't heard about the Clotilda story, learn the Clotilda story. Please pick up the phone and call me. I'll tell you the Clotilda story. I lived it. I walked those streets in Africatown. Used to be called Plateau, where I grew up, Dan. And people need to understand what we have on our hands here. I was in Montgomery, and the lynching memorial in Montgomery has brought $2 billion to the annual economy. We have that here and more. Everybody I've talked to, Dan, has said this is much bigger than anything. This is the greatest archaeological find in the last 100 years.
Yep.
So we've got the dedication this morning. That's coming up, and I'm sure you'll be on the road there here in just a few. That takes place at 9 o'clock. Plenty of dignitaries will be on hand for that. The grand opening tomorrow, tickets for the actual exhibit, I guess, have gone fast, but there is that event that you were talking about, Meg, tomorrow that begins at 11 at the Robert Hope Community Center, Community Day celebration for Africatown. Moving past this weekend, if folks want to get tickets, they want to go to the Heritage House and check out this exhibit, tell us how we can do that moving forward.
It's open 10 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday. You can go to clotilda.com and reserve your time ticket there. There's a 20-minute time window, and that's your entrance time. Welcome to stay in the exhibit as long as you like. But there's an entrance time slot that helps make sure that we have the right number of people moving through the exhibit at a time, and clotilda.com is where you get those tickets.
Meg, before we
also mention that it's free to Mobile County residents. So,
oh, great.
Just show your driver's
license. With an ID free, you still need your time ticket, but you can reserve that for free and if you're in Mobile County.
Wow, that's really nice. Real quickly, what's the future? What's the ultimate? What do we have possession of here, and how much might it grow, and might it aid Africatown, the neighborhood itself, and the city of Mobile as well? Any projections on that?
Let me tell you something, Dan. I lived in Detroit for 20 years, and there wasn't a day that went by that I didn't think about Mobile. I love this place, man, and I want it to grow. I wanted to move into a different mold now. Yes, we have a lot of attractions here, but when people come here to Mobile, I want them to see this place. This is a beautiful place. And now we have a tool. If that's right. I don't know if I should use that. Yeah,
that's fine.
A tool to attract them to come and see what this place is all about. There's a lot of stuff here that they can see. And when they come to Africatown, they're going to go see other things. They're going to go and do other things. It's more than Mardi Gras. It's more than Bellingraph Gardens. It's more than Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. But these are things that we have. And, Dan, it's really important that people in Mobile get on board with this thing and understand that our history encompasses everything. No, it's not a pretty history, but it's our history, Dan. It was Savannah's history. It was Charleston's history. And this is what we got. We got to stop hiding behind things that we don't want to talk about. It's time to talk about truth. Merceria talks about truth all the time. The things that are truthful.
Yeah.
That are things that we cannot get past. And that's what we got to get. Don't be afraid to talk about. Embrace it. Embrace our history and go forward. That's what we want to do. We want to make Mobile Mobile.
You know what, Darren, too, the other thing that the others don't have, those other cities and exhibits or whatever they may have, they don't have the people. They don't have the direct descendants of the Clotilda.
Amen.
That are just walking the streets or any given time could be at that museum. Thank you both very much for your time. I know you've got the 9 o'clock appointment.
Yes, sir.
So we will, Darren, I will see plenty of you here in the next few days.
And, oh, yeah, man. It's time to roll. Kick it off, Dan.
Meg, thank you as well, Meg.
Thanks so much.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Meg Fowler, Darren Patterson, appreciate them coming on with us this morning, and very cool. Again, Mobile County residents, show that driver's license, and you can get in for free to see that exhibit. 820 FM Talk 106.5, more Mobile mornings on the way, including something that's very, very frustrating for not just me, but the rest of the state. We'll talk about it.